Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Lee Caldwell on the line, and he's co-founder over at Irrational Agency, which is a behavioral insight agency that helps brands create winning retail strategies grounded on their in-depth research in consumer psychology. First off, hey, Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you, Adam.
All right, Lee. So we got a lot to talk about today. I'm excited to get into consumer psychology, what that means, and really how Irrational Agency is operating. And I know you've worked with, you know, big brands like McDonald's and a lot of others. So I'm excited to get into that. But before we get into that, we will start this episode the way that we start them all, with what we like to call our Mission Matters Minute. So, Lee, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for our entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Lee, what mission matters to you?
So I think that business is all about giving people what they want. Business works best when you give customers exactly what they want. And in fact, society as a whole, the economy works best when human beings get to give each other what we want. That's how we form a society. That's how we give each other a good life, by giving people what they really want. The problem is that people often don't know what they want. Customers don't know what they want. You can't just design a product by asking customers, tell me what you would like to buy. And so there's a barrier there. And our mission is to use behavioral science, to use psychology, to get under the surface, to get to the unconscious dimension of people's minds and figure out, well, what do you really want? What is it that would make you happy? What is it that will make you buy something? What is it that will change your behavior? Because often people don't have that information to hand. And so we have research techniques, ways of talking to people, ways of designing surveys that get into that unconscious mind. And that's the fact that we can figure out what people really want and let our clients give that to them is really what we think has the potential to make the world a better place.
Yeah, that's great. I love bringing mission-based individuals on the line to really share, you know, why they do what they do, how they're doing it, and what we can all learn from that. The whole point of the Mission Matters platform is so that we all grow together. So great having you on. And I guess just to get us kicked off, Lee, I know what you do now, but how did you get here? Like, where did this, I don't know if I should use the word obsession, fascination, like this idea of figuring out what the consumer wants, like where did all that come from?
Yeah, I mean, like probably a lot of people's stories, it comes from having failed to do it the first time round. Mm. And so I started my first business, which was a technology business right out of college in the mid-90s, just when the dot-com boom was starting. And, you know, everybody wanted to be building websites, building software. And I had some of the technical skills to do that. So I started creating that software. But what I found after a few years was I was trying to sell stuff, trying to sell services, trying to sell software, and it wasn't always landing because I didn't know exactly what customers wanted. I didn't know how much they'd be willing to pay. I didn't know exactly how to sell that to them. And so through that, you know, those years of attempts to try and get better at that, to try and learn what people really would buy from me, I realized that I was making a big assumption. I was making the assumption of rationality. And so many of your listeners will be familiar with the idea of the rational human being, the homo economicus, that kind of they know what they want, they always maximize utility, they always make logical decisions. Well, of course, it turns out humans aren't really like that. So the more I realized this, the more I thought, well, I've got to figure out what's actually happening. I have to figure out what's the psychology of how people make choices, of how people buy things, of, you know, why are they not just buying these great products that I'm making? And so I went out, I figured out where in the world of research, what scientists were working on this, what they were learning about uncovering the unconscious mind. I went to those conferences where they were presenting those that research, and I learned about it. And then I figured out, well, actually, now that I know this, I can sell that understanding to the world more. And actually, the whole technology side kind of dropped away a little bit because it was more interesting to provide those insights into human beings.
Did you have any mentors in this space that kind of stuck out to you? I mean, I'm sure on your learning path there were many and other things, but was there something that you were like that you were like, okay, this is I'm heading in the right direction? Were there any mentors or guideposts along the way?
Yeah, interesting. I mean, I guess the biggest guidepost is where you start to put something out there and people say, oh, you know what, that's really interesting. I want to buy this. So I started to offer these services. I got, a newspaper company was one of the first ones that bought from me here in the UK. Then a restaurant chain called Nando's that you might start. They've started to enter the US. You might have heard of them. They said, oh, this sounds really interesting. Let's buy that. So that was my marker. In terms of mentors,
wow.
There's some top behavioral researchers such as George Ainslie, George Lowenstein, Sarah Lichtenstein that are, were some of the people that I looked up to in learning about the world of psychology. But it's actually the real world evidence that when a customer buys what you're selling that makes you think, okay, I'm on the right path.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because you kind of like through your own, let me see if I can say this the right way because I'm smiling ear to ear over here, but I don't know how to say it any other way, but there was a Quicken Loans and Rock Financial, they used to say like eat your own dog food, like you buy what you're also selling. And so in your own way, when you were going through this journey of learning how to do this, you also validated and went through your own process when you decided what you were going to offer up to the market. It is value. Am I off on that? It sounds like the fulfilling prophecy, right?
yeah, 100%. In fact, the thing that first really made it obvious to me that there was a gap was when I was selling software, I wanted to know how to price my software. You know, how should I price my services? How much should I charge? There was nothing out there. There was no good book on pricing. There was no insight. And so I actually went, and the first thing I did in this area is I wrote a book on pricing. So I have a book called The Psychology of Price, which I wrote out of almost frustration that there was nobody out there giving this information. And I went and I did whatever research I needed to do to be able to put that together. And that's, I guess, having a positive response to that book, getting it published, was another validation that, well, okay, there are other people out here who also need to know this stuff, and I can help them.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. And the reason why I bring that up, by the way, is because I look at the you're not only I like when people give advice, but then they also take it themselves. like that's the not to do as I say, not as I do, like you did it. And so that's where I love it. It's fun to me to see that happen and that fulfilling. And then obviously the business and all the work you're doing now, which I guess let's get into that. So I know you've worked with some big brands. What do people come for you? Like, how does it typically happen? Because there'll be some people listening to this right now that they're going to say, okay, that's interesting. Like, are we doing that? Should we be doing that? Like, how do people normally find you?
Yeah. Well, the people who we work with most often are consumer insight teams or market research departments. So they have the awareness that they've got questions. They know that they want to find something out from customers. So in the case of, say, McDonald's, it was to do with what are the flavors of soft drink that would be most interesting to our clients? What do people want to have from our vending machines, our drinks fountains? And in the case of, say, PepsiCo, it was actually about snacks. So it was what will people want from a snack? Will they... What do they perceive as a healthy snack that will make their life better? Or it could be a financial company who's saying, how do we create loan products or credit card products that will motivate people, that will give people, meet their financial needs, and also that people will want to use. So they have questions like that. And often they've tried a more traditional way of doing market research. So they might have gone out and done a survey, or they may have done a focus group and just asked people the questions. Well, you know, tell me what flavor of soft drinks you would want, or tell me what, you know, rewards you would like to see on your credit card. But they realize that the answers that customers give to those questions don't capture the whole truth, because people don't always know what they want. They have aspirational answers. People will say, I want the healthiest soft drinks. I want the things that are going to be the most virtuous. And in the case of a credit card, they'll say, I want the lowest interest rates or the lowest fees. Now, of course, there's some truth to that, but it's never the whole picture. And so people also want things that make them feel good. And in the soft drinks, that can be about flavor. It can be about the perception of the story behind the drink. And in the case of the credit cards, it might be, well, yes, I want to have low fees, but I also like the fact that when I buy stuff for my business, I'm going to get a free vacation at the end of the year because I've accumulated enough points on the card. And that actually gives them a feeling of, okay, I'm getting something back for all the hard work that I've done. And these things are harder for people to articulate, but we can get to them. And it was interesting you mentioned stories in your own mission, amplifying stories, because stories are really important to us as well. And we actually listen to the stories that customers tell. We encourage and we give them a space to express the stories about, you know, the food they eat, the stories about the financial products they have, the stories about the travel that they've done, or the cell phone contract that they have. And in the stories that they tell us, there's always a message, and we can read between the lines of those stories to figure out mm-hmm. what's really happening, what do you really want, and what would make your life better.
Yeah, it's so like, so in my previous career or life, however we want to say that, I was a finance guy almost 14 years, and I never okay. understood. I always thought that this idea of story and other things, I just thought it was like, yeah, I didn't, my mind didn't even operate like that. And then, you know, being in media now full time for, I don't know, going on 7 years, geez, time flies. But like after seeing that, and when you see that story, narrative, how it's delivered, why, when, where, like all these things matter, and they do contribute to, you know, as a financial guy, I'm looking at, you know, screens, and I see, you know, money enters, money leaves, money, you know, it's worth more, it's worth less. But to see the fact that story has the ability to dictate what those numbers are, like directly, it blew my mind, like, because I've been on my own path and journey in media. So when I hear what you're saying, it's like it's interesting, and you're doing it at some of the highest levels. So speaking of that, do you only, I know some of the examples we've used were enterprise level solutions. Is this enterprise only? Is there middle market? Is there, like, give us maybe a flavor for the types of brands that get the most value out of working with you and your team?
Yeah. I mean, the typical brands we work with do have a consumer insight team, because mm-hmm. Because those are the people that kind of know how to ask the right questions very often.
Yeah.
But we do work with smaller companies as well. And so I suppose just to be really clear about it, the budget yeah. that we tend to be working with, they're from, let's say in dollars, probably $25,000 upwards. So mm-hmm. we're not looking at something realistically that a small startup kind of mom and pop store would usually yeah. be able to buy. We are looking, like, we would love to be able to deploy some of our insights into a tool, a more self-service tool, or into a published report that people could subscribe to. And that's something that we're planning, we hope, for the next year or two. Yeah. But typically it's that mid to larger company that can invest in this, because it does, you know, it does take a bit of, you know, skilled investment, a fair bit of time to design the right way of asking customers or talking to customers in order to get these unconscious insights. So it is usually the mid to larger companies that can do that.
Yeah, no, that's great. And that's typically how, you know, products funnel down, right? It starts at enterprise,
exactly.
And then it goes to middle, and then at some point there's a self-service model. When something really has traction, and getting back to your original journey, if the market wants it. So that's the best part about it. That's why I love the process of it, because it's so, even when you're doing it yourself, it's the same, you're taking the same advice that you're giving. So I think it's awesome. Well, Lee, I just want to say, first off, it's been great having you on the show today and learning more about Irrational Agency. I know we just barely scratched the surface on, and there's only so much you can get done in a podcast episode on your knowledge, on your team's knowledge, and on really the work you're doing and how you add value. But that being said, if my audience, if somebody wants to connect, learn more, and follow your journey, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to hear from any of your audience who want to chat. You can either find me on Twitter, or X, as it's now called. I'm at Lee Blue. Now, Lee is L-E-I-G-H, blue, the color blue. The company you can find on there at Be Irrational. And, of course, our website is irrationalagency.com. So please do have a look on there. You can always contact us from there, or sign up. We have every couple of weeks we send out new behavioral insights into how people are buying, the latest consumer trends, or what we've uncovered about what people really want that they may not even know that they want. So do sign up on the website if you're interested in finding out about that, and get in touch if you just want to know more about what your customers might want from you that you haven't found out yet.
That's awesome. And let me just make sure I have that right, because, there we go. So Lee Blue at LEIGHBLUE. On Twitter,
right.
I just, or on X, I just, let's see, hit that follow button. Everybody else, definitely do the same. Go to Lee Blue on Twitter and follow him. I just did it myself. Oh, and do you know Kurt Nelson? I'm just looking and I see Kurt follows you. We like Kurt over here. Oh, you know Kurt? That's awesome. He's been on the show. We know Kurt at Mission Matters. This is all our community. It's awesome. So, Kurt, if you're listening, hey, welcome. We got Lee on the show. Awesome. Well, and to the audience, we're going to put all that information in the show notes so that you can just click on the links and go check out the websites and all that other good stuff. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. And we want them to share their mission, why they do what they do, how they're doing it, what we can all learn from that. If that sounds interesting, like interesting content or fun or exciting, hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up in the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Again, hit that subscribe. And Lee, thank you so much again for making some time for us and coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Lovely to meet you. Bye for now.